We are on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. We have three more Tosfos to learn. Bidnei Ma Omra Teire Meide Mitzvos HaTaini Yeshava. We had explained yesterday that there's a tremendous chilek between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds you don't say Migul Afturim Mishvur, and therefore Rashi has a whole different Mahalach and Meishav Aveda. And Tosfos learns we do say migu lafturim mishvuah. Midnei ma omra teire moide mitzvus hataine yishova. Rabbe asked a kasha. Midnei ma omra teire moide mitzvus hataine yishova. So Tosfos says pshat perish. Lomo lo ye nemon b'migu. Why does he have to swear the boy kaifa hakel? If he wanted to, he could have been a kaifa hakel. So, I neilach mahocha goemrine migu. Or we'll learn out from this that you don't say migu. Umishani den odom meyis ponov bifnei bal chayvoy, veleke migu. En odom meyis ponov bifnei bal chayvoy, veleke migu, de ein loy ponim lichper akel. So he doesn't have the azas ponim, it's a migu de hoze. That means it's easier for him to be a moide b'miktsas than to be a kayfer akel. Af al gav de bekeifer akel amrine nami beperik adayonim dishte muti kom ishtabit. The Gemara asks a kasher anachnu was mesakin shvuas heses. So the Gemara explains why we chazal mesakin shvuas heses. Mehechi teisi the nitva should be mechuyif to swear. So the Gemara says, because you have a klal in odom teveya olim kein yeshloi. That means if a person shlapshyana te bezden, if he wants to steal, there are more convenient they found him out to steal, not to schlep him to Bezin and be a Tevei, and not him to him ken yeshla. Frek the Gemara, fine. So Yeva Chazoka the Tevei is right. Frek the Gemara, Yeva Chazoka the Nitva is right, and not the Meis Pnei Balchoiva. He also Yeva Chazoka. A person will not be Meis Pnei Balchoiva. So the Gemara says, Ishtamuti kom Ishtamitle. He doesn't really mean to be a Meis Ponim. He really intends to pay. You have to read between the lines. That what he says, I didn't borrow, does not mean I didn't borrow. It means, I'll pay you back in 2 years. That's what Ishtabuti Kamishtamat Lai. So in Mela, I don't have Dein Odom Meis Ponov. Because he feels it's not such a hose. You just have to read between the lines what I mean. So in Mela, Frektach Taisis. So the Gemara says, Klor and Shvuitz. That you could say Ishtamuti kom Ishtamit afilu by a kaifer hakel. So then it's not a migud d'hoze. So Tosfos says, l'kach niskan ha-shvuas heses b'kaifer hakel, mikol mokim yoyse yesh leponim lichpa miktsas mi lichpa hakel. Lom desin, lom desaher, but it's zicha easier for him to be a moide b'miktsas than a kaifer hakel. So Memela Satsil Amigudasas, he doesn't have Amigo. That's why would prefer to taina this taina. Belek Amigo. So that's Pshat and Rabbis. Kasha, Rabbi is the Kasha, let's believe him with Amigo of Kaifa Hakul, and Rabbi answered, it's Amigo the Hose. Avalain Laforish, Shibolitain Tam, Amai Kaifa Hakul Potter, like Rashi said in Babakamet. And a kaifer hakel doesn't have to swear. And the teretz is ain't odom may is pond of mebochayva al mekushte koma. That's pshat merabe. Because in odom may it's so Taisa says that's not true. The kaifer hakel potter afle b'makim sheyochel lohayis. A kaifer hakel is potter afle when he could be bayis. Taisus again learns Meshav Aveda means Migu. So Taisus says, so what is the machloikis, Rabbi Lezer ben Yakim and the Chachamim by Benoi? Because the Chachamim hold Meis or Meis. So my male, so what if he's Meis? So he is a Migu, he could have been a Kaifer Hakel. So since he's Meis, it could have been a Kaifa Hakel. So if we'll say the whole reason why a Kaifa Hakel is Potter because another Meis, So if he could be a meis, a kefir hakel should also be chai. V'chein b'perek kamed bo metziyah gabi sloim dinrim, pota rabbi kive b'loiva oima gimu, mishum d'meishe v'aveide, which means migu, v'boi oma beis v'avi kefir hakel. Now, over there, speaking about such a case, the malva has a shtar, and then the shtar says that he lent him sloim dinrim, which are very vague loshen. He lent him sloim. So the malva says, I lent you 4 sloim. That's what the malva says. The loiva says, no, you lent me 3 sloim. So Rabbi Kiva says, he's potter, because the loiva is potter to swear, he's a made of a mitzvah. So he's potter to swear, because he could have said 2 sloim. It could have been a kefir hakel and say 2 sloim. Now 2 sloim is called a kefir hakel. We'll see, just let's see the lashon of Taisvis. Rabbi Silim Dinrim, Potter Rabbi Kiva Beloiva Oima Gimu, Mishum Demeshev Aveide, he has amigo. The Iboi Oma Beis. If he wanted to, he could say Beis sloim, Vahavi kefir hakel. Now why is that called a kefir hakel? Toho Dechsiv Bishtav, Kehelech Domi. Whatever is written in the Shtar is equivalent to Helech. Now, let us just explain 1 minute what Helech is, and then we'll understand what Taisvah says. The longest of that a Moide B'mitzis is Chayev, that means every Shvue has a Drora de Shvue. That means the Shakla Vitalia between the Baledinim show us or point to us that the Teveya has a point there. And that's why we're Machayev the Nitzva Ashur. Now, by every Maidah B'mitzis, we see that the Nitzva is months from him $100. The Teveya months from Nitzva $100. He says, well, I talk to you, but not as much as you said. It's not $100. It's not $100. It's $75. I owe you. So al koponim, so we hear from the Nitva that he wants to, that means he's moide to the loive, I do owe you, you're right, I owe you money, but the cheshbon is not accurately the way you say. I owe you a little less than what you want. So the hoido of the Nitva shows us that yesh dvorim begav betviyas hamalva, because he's moide, I owe you, but the cheshbon, you're a little off in the cheshbon. Now, what would be by Helech? That means like this, that he comes and says, I lent you $100. He says, you only lent me $75. Here's the $75 of Guten Tag. I have nothing to do with you. That means I don't owe you a penny. Here's the $75, I don't owe you a penny. So, there's a svar in the Gemara that a Helech is a kefir hakel. That means we hear from the Nitva that he doesn't want the Teveya to hear, you're right, I owe you, I don't owe you a penny. Here's the $75, I don't owe you a penny, I go to talk, but it's a closed case. So, Helech is a din of a kefir hakel. And therefore, you're potter to swear by Helech. The Gemara says in Baba Metziah that Silim Dinrim, Etzicha means I owe you 2 sloim, that's for sure. So, Memele, on 2 sloim, it's called like Helech, like the 2 sloim are avada yours, there's no deon on the 2 sloim. And your money from his 4 sloim, there's no deon. Whatever it says in the shtar, that's what I owe you, that's kilo you pay, and I don't owe you anything. I'm not moide at all to your tviya. So, Rabbi Kiva says, so if he was a fine person, he says, I owe you 3 sloim, and he has a migul, could have been a kefir hakel, and say 2 sloim. And Helech makes him for a kefir hakel. So Rabbi Kiva says he's potter to swear. So he's a made of a mixus of amigo of a kefir hakel. So let us see again how the Loshon of Taisvitz. V'chein b'pei kamda bo metziyah gabi silin dinrim. Potter Rabbi Kiva b'loi voim agimu mushim d'mei sheba v'idi as amigo di boi oma beis v'av a kefir hakel. The hod echsiv v'shtar, that would have said sloim, that he owes him at least 2, ke Helech domi. A borich nami mi no hosom, the Gemara says, held for the v'poshet, that Sloim is Helech, Lomandom Helech Hayev. So what's Pshat and Rabbi Kiva? Al Kaponim, if you hold Helech is also made of a mixture, so what's Pshat and Rabbi Kiva? Alme. Kaifer Hakel Pot. Aber Kaponim, so let's get back to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara understands Klon Rabbi Kiva, and he was made in three. He spotted to swear because he has a migu. He could have said two, and he would have been a Kaifer Hakel. Halach makes him for a Kaifer Hakel, and a Kaifer Hakel is Pot. In fact, the Chtois was, Hafel Gav the Yochel Lahoyz Mishim the Messiah Leishtor. In fact, the Chtois is here, it's very easy for him to say two, because the Shtava is Tosh two. The potter, b'moide b'mikzis, di boi kaifer hakel. So weiss doch ois, it's not a migu de hose. So you can't say that the whole reason that kaifer hakel is potter, because I have a raya in odom mei sponde b'vnei b'chayv, is a raya is telling the truth. Because Taisri says, I have two rayas that a fulu he is meis ponim. A kaifer hakel is also potter. So Taisa says, so how do we know taka that a kaifer hakel is taka potter? So Taisa says, the kaifer hakel de potter. Now the kaifer hakel is potter. It's not the way Rashi says, but become because I know the meis ponim, because a kaifer hakel is potter, a fulu he is a meis ponim. I b'noi. I slow him dimre. Gzeres hakosav. It's a gzeres hakosav. V'chsiv ki hu ze. Because it says, ki hu ze mash medavke b'moide b'mikzis v'loi kaifa hakel k'damrine per kamda bo metziye v'trei kroi k'siv k'siv hu v'chsiv ze. Period. So Taisa says that what kaifa hakel is potter, that's a gzeres hakosav. Ki huze. So that's me the base lady bob metzi is a ktapsa zera gishmake vote. If you'd ask us, how do you know kaifa hakel is potter? So we would say, well, and the Torah says, if he's made it to his tzvi, so we see that. We see that the tevei is not speaking in the lufthun. I mean, he says, you owe me money. So, yes, 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 I do owe you money. You're right. Not so much. So we see from the haidah, that the Teveya is coming with a taina. He's also my guy. I tak owe you. So then the Teveya said, you have to swear. Teifer akel. But he says, you're a liar. I never borrowed a penny from you. Mechi Teishi should swear. Teishi says, how do I know Teifer akel is potter? It's a gzeiris hakosu. With a droshe kihu. It's poshit. If the Teveya says, maida b'mitzas. So a Teifer akel is potter. So that's me the Beisel Levi says, I'm going to give up. No, Pum Fakert. We mentioned before, the Gemara says in Shavuos, why do you have to have a Shavuos Heses? Why do you swear Shavuos Heses? Because there's a Chazoka in Odom Teveyom Ken Yeshlai. That means, if Reuven will schlep him into Bezen, and he says, I lent you 100 thals, he schleps him to Bezen. Now, if this is Nishkishtaigen, Nishkifleigen, if it never occurred, so, if you want to steal money, you don't slap him to Bezdin. Ein Adam Teiveya Elin Ken Yeshla. So if he's money for him, it's a raya. Ein Adam Teiveya. And that's why Chazal wa Masakim, Shavuos Heses. I see that the Teiveya is right. I see. By every Moide B'mitzas, I lost the Chazoka of Ein Adam Teiveya. You know why? No, I slapped him to Bezdin. He really owes him $75, not $100. But I want to get the $75 out of it. So I slap him to Bezen because I want to sell. So I had already another $25. But the Chazok ain't owed him today. You're right, Ellen Ken Yeshloi. Itaki owes him something. But the amount, it's not Muchach that he owes him this amount. Ain't owed him today, Ellen Ken Yeshloi. He owes him something. So Memela, when Taisha says the Kasha, Taisha says, hey, sure it says, Maide B'miktsas is Chayim. I feel umayde b'mikzis. That is no way nodam tevei on ken yeshloi. Because it's taki yeshloi. So he's there tevei a little more, but he owes him, so he adds on a little more. But a koi vahako, a vadigi this is chayit. Because the yeva chazaka nodam tevei on ken yeshloi. That was Taisvis kasha. So therefore Taisvis, it's a kasha. It's not pshat as if the Taisvis is mayde b'mikzis. How would you know koi vahako? No, Maida B'mitzis is a bigger, I feel who Maida B'mitzis is chayiv to swear, even though there's no way not them teveya. Kaiva Hakel is zikha chayiv to swear. So Taisa says, no, there's a gzeiris hakosu. You're right, could be in Svarim, A kaifer hakel is the greatest svore for him to swear. But there's exerce a kosev. Ki hu, davkin like the bemitzes, and not kaifer hakel. So that's the makayel that a kaifer hakel is pukka. Avo. Now Taisvah says further. Midachayve. So makayel, Taisvah wants to say, I have another raya. I have another raya that, that a kaifa hakel is potter. Midachai v'rachmon eshvua beidecho. Why do you need shvua seidecho? If a kaifa hakel is chayev. So the tapek lay out the tviya from the tveya. Why do you need an eidecho? As a kochach is kishpalt, every shvua seidecho is a case of a kaifa hakel. So why do you need an eidecho? Tapek lay out in odom tveya. Is a ois kishpalt, but from shvua seidecho. That a kaifer hakel is potter. V'i chayev, mein akim inemi eidecho, given the balavoch, I chayev shuwe, otte nodem tereya. Vitzlich lehecha shena balem yoidem. No, could be, if the raif, could be a kaifer hakel is chayev. Whenever the tereya is tereya, you owe me money, you don't need an eidecho. A kaifer hakel is about to give his chayev. No, the itzer, the din of shvuah seidechad is laicha shen abaylam yoyid. Yoyidim, when the baylam don't know. Veid meyi, shegon avloi, oisho yechayim la'oviv. Could be the whole din of shvuah seidechad was only said we don't have a tviya of the baldova. When you have a tviya of a baldova, taka then you don't need shvuah seidechad. Agav uche, we have a raya from this Tosfos. That shvuas eidechot, you don't need a tviya from the tveya. Shvuas eidechot means that kol mokim sheshnayim mechayvim momen echod mechayv shvu. You don't need the tviya of the tveya. Rashi in Chumash, the Dvarim Yetes posik tesvov, and the posik lo yokim eidechad yishul chalovin. So there, I will come with the shvuah. We darshin zokt Rashi. What's the case? Oma lechaveiro iten limone shil visiche. Oma lei ein lecho biyodi klum. Meidechot meidolov sheyesh lei chayim li shavalei. So from Rashi and Chumash, we see klol, in Rashi bo mitzivai seseichet azoi, that a shvuah seidechot needs a tviya from the tveya. That's a Rashi. Rashi is also, we started off with a tviya and he was goyf and then he brought an eidechot. Ein other meis. Now we head over here, ein other meis b'fnei bal chayva. Ein lefaresh lefi sha'osa leitoyve k'deperish b'kuntres b'goizel kamen. Rashi learns chat the whole lomdes of ein other meis b'nei bal chayva was said, ibnei sha'osa leitoyve. Din kain b'pikodn shle'osa leitoyve. Is yifta, b'mayde b'mitzis, b'migud, b'boi, kofar ha'kel. So by pekodin, if the whole house is, that's the loshna gemore, not mes b'nei b'alchoyve. The loshna is mashma, by krashi. Atavka, because b'alchoyve, shosho lo yitoyve. B'kame, so memelu, so then, every mayde b'mitzis should be potter with a migul of kofar ha'kel. Now this krashi, according to Rashi, is b'chlal mitzvah, because Rashi is migul of turim ishvur le'emrina. But Tosis is going l'shitos, he do say migul of turim ishvur. So we have a kamadukti mechayvin by the mitzvahs bepikodim. Aleinu the mei is kol mokim shoyse shekenegdo yedeye shumeshakech and the perish ribo vein laharich kam. Aleinu the mei is not because he did him a taiva, because he knows he's a liar. So Mela won't say a lie in his face if he knows that means. Aleinu the mei is neibal chayvay mean if you know that you get that I can't lie in your face for someone else. A lie, but in your face I can't lie. Ubekule boy delay. So then Rabbi continued, Ubekule boy delay. He really wants to be made in the whole thing. The reason he's not made is the muti kamishana. Perish bekuntas. The chitame deloy nishbeine asharo. Why does he swear on the rest? The migu the choshada mamoine, choshada shvuosom. So what are we accomplishing by telling him to swear every Maida B'mitzvah? What are we accomplishing? A person who's choshe to steal is choshe to swear false also. He's not choshe. idolei kofrei kulaim, because he wasn't kofer. And we had learned the Rashi with Esther Kasha that what's the raya idolei kofrei kulaim? It could be also another meis b'nei bal chayvoi. That's why idolei kofrei kulaim. So I found the Kasha in the Dvar Yakov. Yes, this Kasha and Rashi. Amal koponim. So Rashi learns pshat and Rabbe that the Kasha of Rabbe was that what will we accomplish with a shvue if this person wants to steal the whale force also? So the Gemara answers, no, this person is bechlau not choshed on my mind. This person, that means that what he swears is because I'm chayish that he's a shtemut. If he wants to steal, then shvue wouldn't help, but this person Mechalal doesn't want to steal. That's why I'm giving him a shvue. Because he wants to be a mishtamet. So that's why I'm making him swear. So the whole kasha is built on the principle that a person who's choshed to steal is choshed to swear false also. So that's the kasha, and the Tevin says he's not choshed to steal. The kasha, the perkama, the bometziya, maskinin d'lemrinim migid choshed namamayin choshed ashvua. So the Gemara feels like we don't say this klal that a person, even though he's choshed to steal, he's not choshed to swear false. So what's Rabbi's kasha? Rabbi says the kasha on the Torah. The lekel amayim d'hosam yid rabbanon udoloi choshed. Maybe the Gemara over there means min ha-toyre, whoever is choshed to steal is choshed to swear false also. So min ha-toyre, we are not accomplishing anything with a shvua. Now the Rabbanon saw that Achshir Doro and people who, even though they'll steal, when it comes to swear, they will be paid. So the Rabbanon said, I mean, so that's not a psa. The Reis of the Kebiro, Abba Kebiro, I mean, the Rabbanon, they held it's some sort of a biro. It's some sort of an accomplishment. Maybe it'll be Pirish if we'll tell him to swear. Like a man doesn't be the Rabban of the Lechosh, the Fisher wrote the Polish Mishbuosa Tfeim in Mamayne. So the whole, that what the Gemara says, Choshe da Mamayne, Choshe Vuosa, means me the Rabban of Lechosh da Shvuosa. And that's why me the Rabban of, we give him a Shvue. The Rababa was a case that Rababa said that there was one A that witnessed how Reuven grabbed away from Shimon a piece of silver. And then when the eight came to say, eight is in Bezna, how he saw this, how Reuven gave it away from Shimon, so Shimon said over there, Ein Chotvi, you're right, I agree with you, I take it, grabbed it away, the Didi Chotvi, it's mine. And then there's the whole sugi, we say, Mitevshin Yachal Shova Mishalem, he's Mechuyiv to pay. Over, from the Gemara, it says over there, it would seem over there, Dihava Omar Loi Chotvi, if Reuven would be Makrish day, the aide would come to Bezna and say that Reuven chapped away the Nascha from Shimon. And he would tell Bezna, Loi Chotvi, Habenishba Lahakrish Esei, Amo Loim Rina Migad Choshed, Amo Moine Choshed, Nami Ashvu Asei. The Gemara seems to say that if he would say Loi Chotvi, he would swear and be Makrish Dei. Nami Na Teire, Ishvu is worthless. Because Choshed Amoine is Choshed, if he grabbed it, so he'll swear false also. Vahi shvua de reise, de shvua de rabbonon, loem rinen, mi teufschen, joche beshoven, mi shalem, le takante, loem rinen, kidem rinen, gabe hi raie, baba metzie, bepe de kame. Now, this is grad a shvere Tosfos, what Tosfos is saying, but I just would like to say as follows. There is a Tosfos in Baba Metzia, Gimel Amud Beis, Daf Hei Amud Beis, that Tosfos says, by Yashvu the Rabbanon, you don't say Mitoich. There's a klal, Mitoich, Sheini Yochel, Lishova, Mishalom. Taisa says, by a Shvuah de Rabbonon, we don't say this. So, the Shaila is why? Why don't we say this? So the Ktzois in Simen Tzadik Beis, if Kotn Yud, brings down a Marash. The Marash says that because the whole din of mitoich is at the rabbon on the kedin, now he can't swear at the rabbon the kedin, is takanta le takanta le yadin. So by a shvua the rabbonon, we do not say mitoich because it's a takanta le takanta. And the Gemara says this grad in Bamatzi, takanta le takanta le yadin, it must mean something else. So the Marash says that's why we don't say mitoich also. And the Ktzois screams on this Marash. He says, "Anshul the kedim mitoich is the raisa the kedim zara the rabbon the kedim." So this whole concept of takanta lo yadinon cannot be a reason why you don't say mitoich by a shvua the rabbon. But Kevush, you say, "Call the tikka rabbon, can the raisa tikka?" So by shvua the raisa is a din of mitoich. By shvua the one is also din mitoich. Al kapon the Ktzois goes into different mahalach. Al Koponim, from this Rashi, from this Taisus, is a Gevaltike Raya, not like the Ktzois. Here Taisus says, Taisus above Metziah says, Ashur the Rabboni, don't say Mitoich without reasons. But here Taisus says, you don't say Mitoich by Ashur the Rabboni, because Antakamtel, Antakamtel, Evdina. So this is Lachai Ramadike Raya to the Marash. Yeah. Anyway, let's go a little further. Lachain Nire. So Al Koponim, what is Taisus saying? So Taisus is saying as follows. Taisus found a Gemara in Bamatzia, we do not say Migu the Choshed Amamoyne Choshed Ashvuasa. I don't say that. And it's not at the Rabbon and the Kedin, it's at the Reis of the Kedin. Because it'll be at the Rabbon and the Kedin, so come out the whole Shvu is that we swear by a Choshed Amamoyne is only at the Rabbon and the Keshvu, we wouldn't say Mitoichan at the Rabbon and the Keshvu. So Al Kochach La'aloch Yod Migu the Choshed Amamoyne Loi Choshed Ashvuasa. So Mamela, so you can't say the way Rashi said that Rabbah's asking Gakasha, what do we accomplish with swearing? He's a Choshed Amamoyne and Shudik. Choshed Amamoyne is like Choshed Ashvuasa. So first of all, so what is Rabbah asking? So we have to figure out what Rabbah is asking. Zok Taisvitz. L'chay nire da osa l'forish. Da loy teimen. Rabbi is asking a different question. Given dein odo meis ponot. Since you tell me a person will not be a meis ponot, im kein, push the comma. So, ein odo meis. So, Mr. Tom is telling the truth, ein odo meis. Vi yifter mi shvur moise mitzah shekaifa mitam chazok ed ein odo meis. That means, if ein odo meis is, Taislan's kosmaka beshikroi, so Mamela, a person won't have the hazak. So what's the difference if I'm kaifer and 100,000, I'm kaifer and 50,000. But in the 50,000, I'm looking him straight in the face and I'm saying, I only borrowed $50 from you. I didn't borrow the other 50. So over here, I should have this chazoke should be mevara that one of the two. Manushah. If I'm an Adam may is my Balchaibai. So if I'm an Adam, so how can I tell you in your face that I only borrowed $50? I know the may is my Balchaibai. So what are you telling me? I'm a Mechutzef. So if I'm a Mechutzef, I have a Migo, Kibin Akaifa Hakel. So Mamanashach, that was Pshat and Rabbi's Kasha. Rabbi asked Amir Liki Kasha. And that Rabbi answered, Lochi Koma, nay, you're talking not a Mechutzef. You're right, a person doesn't want to be a meis. That means that what he says, I didn't borrow 50, does not mean I didn't borrow 50. It means I'll pay you back in 2 years. So I'm not a meis whatsoever. That means if I made it to you, and you see for me, I'm not a meis, I made it to you, but in the money, the amounts is just a small difference of opinion. So then you have to read between the lines. So you have to, I really mean to say I'll pay you up, but don't pressure me. So that was Pshat and Rabbi's Kasha. He says, Rabbi held that Kfira B'Mitzvah is also a Hoze. So Mamela, we should believe him with Amigo. So Rabbi said at Teretz, no, this person, the Bachlal, has no intentions to be Kaifer. He only intends to be Mishtab. Vim Taima, Gazlan, am I Apostle Ishvua? So if we say La Halacha, that Choshedama Moine, Loi Choshedashvuosa, so why is a Gazlan Apostle Ishvua? Kivin Lemrin, Amigo, the Choshedama Moine, Choshedami Ashvuosa. I'm just telling you, just saying that a person who will steal will not swear false. Since the Torah passed to Laidis, the Chsiv Liyes Eid Chamas, V'loi Gozru Rabbonon Elaheicha Denoida Psuloi, T'gnayu Lashbioi. We'll come back to this. Let's just go a little further. The Torah passed a gazlan liyes eight chamos. So the Torah passed him. You can't trust him. So the Torah said you can't trust him. So that means so why when it comes to shvu you could trust him? He said choshta mamayna lechoshta shvuasa. When it comes to Eidus, if this guy can steal, he can save Al Shadus also. What's the difference between Shvu and Eidus? So Taisvis answers, the Chamira Lei Shvu, the Fisha Kol Ha'olam Nizdaze B'sho She'omar Kadosh Baruch Hu Laisiso Ketamrinen B'reish Perek Adayon. So Taisvis says, Amir Adikazach. So Taisvis says, that means there are Averis and Averis, the different Dargis of Averis. Yeah. The Gemara says, Namelik Avot from the Goin is the Gemara Masech to Shabbos. The Gemara says, Las Anye ke Kalbe, Vles Atire, like a Chazar. Says that there is no Osher greater than a Chazar and no Oni greater than a Kelet. So the Goin says, what is the Gemara telling us over here? He says, there are certain Averis, which is ungenommen geworden by Klal Yisrael, and the same verse which is not ungenommen geworden by Klal Yisrael. It says the pasuk by the Gemara d'Avshins, Yemasmech the Isra of Lashon Hara to the Kalaf Hashlichan, or he call it a person who says Lashon Hara, Roy Lashlich Lekrob, Kabbal Lashon Hara. So the lab of Lashon Hara is Nimshal to a Kalaf. Galvan, or he say be Kalaf. The love of Chazer, so the love of Chazer is love of Chazer. Both are love. The same Mechaber who wrote, "Leisei lechrochel loit leiseichul Chazer." So the Goyim says, if I know a person who eats Chazer, I won't talk with him. I mean, he's a nice wolf. A mechutin, I'll never take him for a mechutin. Shaila bar, he's a nice wolf. Person who speaks Lashon Hara, that should be a reason not to take him for a mechutin. He's a nice wolf. I shouldn't talk with him. I shouldn't do business with him. I mean, he's a normal person. He's not a Chofetz Chaim, but he's a normal person. So the Chofetz Goyim, he says, in reality, the love of Leisech L'Roch is much more common than the love of Leisech L'Chazir. That's the love of Leisech L'Chazir is ungenommen geboren by Klal Yisrael. The love of Leisech L'Roch and Nebuch is not ungenommen geboren. That's mitachbulis hayetze, aber al koponim. So we see there are certain lavim which there's God when the hapachu that lezech rochel is mocham and it's not ungenommen geboren by Klal Yisrael. Here Taisva says the love of lezigzel and the love of Eved Sheker and the love of Shvuas Sheker. So here takim mocham of a metzias. It's not only ungenommen geboren. The love of Shvuah Sheker is Nizdaza Ha'ilam. So a person, when it comes to stealing, no, what's all the time? He steals. To say the Sheker, he's not but to swear false, or never swear false. I'm a Mela. So that is why. When it comes to Eidus, we cannot trust a Gazlan. An eight chomos we can't trust. He's choshed l'shaker. We can't trust him. And that's vegan. If he swears, then we know. Then there's no joke. Shvuah sheker is doch nizdas ha'ilam. He'll never make a shvuah sheker. So that is why he'll steal. He could say eid sheker, but he'll never swear false. So memele. So that's why choshed amamoyne lechoshed ha'shvuah. Now let's go back to places before. Taisus had asked the kasha, why is a gazlan yodua posel a shvua? Why did he posel him? Choshed amamoyne lechoshed ha'shvuah. So Taisus said, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. Minatayrataki is kosher lishavit. A gazlan will never swear false. Now that when a gazlan yodua is posel a shvuah, Shem te poslo say toira la edes. Tachsiv li yay say it chomos. Mi da rabon am posl. Mi shum te poslo say toira la edes. Tachsiv li yay say it chomos. Poloi gozro rabon am heich de noy de psule dignai hu lo hashbiyai. So lachayra taisis means to say like this. If the toira pasl da gazlan la edes. So what did the toira tell us? A gazlan is choshud l'shaka. That's me says edes. He comes and says edes. So Mamela, a gazlan is choshed l'shaker, so Mamela, we can't trust him. The Torah told us we can't trust him. Now, we give this gazlan a sefer Torah to swear. So we say, oh, he holds a sefer Torah and he swears. We trust him already. So the emerson, we take it to trust him. Because even though he's choshed l'shaker, he'll never swear false. Abba, it's a gnai. That means to give a person who's choshed l'shaker, to give him the opportunity to be mevarer b'shvuah, it's a little fluky. This person is a liar. Yesterday you told me I can't use him for Hades because he's a liar. And today when he swears, well, if he'll swear, we have to believe him. It's a gnai l'shvuah. It's because if we pass him the Hades, al tzchash m'shaker. So therefore, it's a gnai that will let him swear and believe him. So that's why midarabonon we don't let him swear. That's one teretz why a gazlan yodua is posel l'shvua midarabonon. Vo'oid yesh l'chalek. And here Taisa says a moirabik teretz. Tal oisoi momen bechashdine lechoshed ashvuos. Choshed amamayne lechoshed ashvuos. The money that is a dionan lechoshed ashvuos vayidei shvua yifresh. Because of the shvua, he'll be pirish. Avul gazlan amamen acher choshed. But a gazlan is choshed on different moment. Kemamay shem amamen acher loy pirish. Kemay kein loy yifresh mishvua. Now let us understand what Tosfos is saying. There's a Muradik Ramban in Bob Metzia that says Pshat in this Tosfos, but it's a little bit more marich. So Tehilik Ramban, Gazlin, Shegozal Gzele Pamachas, a person who stole. Va'achshov Nischayev Shvuah. Now he's Mechuyev Shvuah. Let's be Megashim Dinyin. You have a person, he once stole, $1,000. He stole, finished. He's a gazlan. Now, let's talk about a case that an Eidechot saw that he chapped something from someone. The Eidechot is made. I saw him chap. Va'ashav nischayev shuot. Ein moishin loy oise shuot. Mipnei. Shekivin shekvar gozol tamachas. He stole once already. He stole and... He was toyim tam gzeila. Va'achshov anu choyshishin, shemo hu sheine bo v'nasis loy kehefa. If he already was kivin shov v'nasis loy kehefa, he stole once. Now an Eidechad is coming to tell me that he stole again. That's what Eidechad is telling me. That's what I'm chayish now. Now. Va'achshov anu choyshishin, shemo hu sheine bo v'nasis loy kehefa. U'mishum shvua loy mimna. So now he thought, listen, if you didn't chap swear, he'll swear also, nishkefelech. Sharei bishvil choymer shvua zu lo yachzer momen hagezel horishin. I mean, it's like this. I stole once already. because I have to swear now, that doesn't, I didn't become a tzaddik yet. I didn't become a Baal Tshuva yet. I stole an asolate cat. The Aveda from Gezel doesn't deter me anymore. That means it's not a deterrent. I stole already. She told me, listen, if you didn't chap, swear. I swear also. Because Bishvil Chaimish was the layaza momen hagezel horishen. Uchishem shelo yoshuv hagezel horishen. So just like because of this shvua, that won't make me return my first gzela. Layimna mi gezel zet. So why should I now become a tzaddik? Vlayase tshuva lachatzoi. A moiridike Ramban. That means if a person feels he is a baal aveira, so now he just got $1,000. Listen, opportunity doesn't act too often. So my mother says, swear that you didn't have. Listen, I should hold my back. I should hold myself back from swearing, and I should lose $1,000. If so, my mother, I stole already once. This is not opportunity. Let me steal again. But I won't be here at tzaddik, and then I'll burning. If I'm burning in Gehenna already, might as well have money. I mean, on this world, Gehenna Bel Nish. This world, I might as well have. So that's a gazlon yodua, the shvua will never be a deterrent. But if a person, he doesn't have a past history of a gazlon. But now, this is his first, he's a clean slate, a clean record. Now, tapfa yitzroi, and then he chapped away. We tell him, did you chap? He said, no, he didn't chap. Swear you didn't chap. And all of a sudden he starts thinking about it. Listen, I wanted to get into blood and look, stealing, I saw the mech, but now I have to swear also. Imechaivis leishvue. The havele beis chumri bimilse is parish mikuli sura. That means now he wants to attempt to steal. That means he can still return it already. We're still, the thing was enigma yet. Now he wants to attempt to steal. And by putting obstacles in front of him, by telling him, listen, if you didn't have, you have to swear. So he starts thinking, so stealing in a shvua also. So chashidamo mayne loy chashda shvua also means, according to the second teretz of Taisvitz, that even though a person is chashid to steal, but if he'll have to swear also, he won't steal. He'll give it back. Polish mikulei sura. That is, if he has a clean slate, but if he's a gazlon yadua, that means I'm already, I'm not a clean slate. I hate all the Musa Shmuzin, so if I'm gonna have a fallen there. So my mela, so then what'll be? So yelach achevalach adli, so my mela, swear for souls, al kaponim, let me have a lamaz a little bit. That is pshat. It's choshed ashvuos. Now let us see the loshen of Taisvis, now understand the second teretz of Taisvis. Vaydish lachal. Taloi say mom in the chashdin elei loi choshed ashvuosa. Da yedei shvua yifroish. To the shvua be poirish. Aval gazlen. A mom in ache choshed kemoi shem in mosa. But aval gazlen a mom in ache choshed. He's choshed on different mom. Kemoi shem in mom in ache loi pirish. Just like he wasn't poirish from that. It's tom atam at isu a poke bisu. Kemoi ke lifish mi shvua. Period. Now, Taisa says Akasha and this Yisod from a Gemara in Bab Metzia. Now let us just say the Gemara in Bab Metzia. The Gemara in Metzia says it's a very interesting mice. So there was a certain Raya Behemis, Ahu Raya, that the Bailam, every day when he used to give him over the Behemis, he always had two Edom that witness how he gave over the Edom, but the Behemis, he gave over 100 Behemis, and he used to give back. To Adam, with this, I gave him a bunch of bainas. He used to give back every day. One day, the Baal of Bainas thought, it's not necessary to give over to Adam to watch. So Mamela, he didn't give over 100 bainas. That day, he comes over to the Roya, where the bainas? He didn't give me any bainas whatsoever. He says, Makrish everything. He was a Kaifa Hakko. So finally we found the two Edom saw him eating two of the behemoths. Two of Yanim's behemoths they saw him eating. ממילא, so the Gemara says, there's a sugya there, a priya holds that the Seidim is mechai b'shua, like Meidim b'mitzvahs. So that means, I'm wanting from you 100 behemoths. Two Eidim said that you stole two. So ממילא, so now you have to swear on the other 98 behemoths. As I state in the Gemara. So to the Gemara, how can you swear he's a gazlan? He can't swear. The Gemara says, no, I mean, connect the Yishbab and Meir. That's the sugya over there. So Tosfos had a problem. I mean, if we'll say the longest is, that why can a gazlan swear? Because since it's Paka Bisur, that is the, we will assume, the longest of Tosfos, that the reason a gazlan is choshed ashwasa is because that means if the whole deen is only this money, so you tell him to swear also, he'll be payish. Gezel, but if he stole already before, so the mail is paka bisure, ain't shuvah lachatzoyim, the way the Ramban says, so the mail, this person already, he's a fafalane, so he's gonna go and he'll swear false also. That's what Taisha says. So Taisha amir de kekashe. The Gemara says this person can't swear because he's a gazel. Like the Taisha says that. We have here two Eidim that saw that he ate two behemoths. So the two behemoths that he ate we have to pay for, no shaila about it. So Lemaise and the other 98 behemoths is coming with a clean slate. My whole svara was because of the shvu, he won't return this. But here this guy's going to return the two behemoths. Yes, because Eidim were made that they had two behemoths. So now the whole deen is on 98 behemoths. Let us say this svara that he won't swear false because this is now he's starting fresh. He's starting on a clean slate. So now the whole deen is on the 98. This person is not about Shuvah. Not pshat is that this person already. He's a gazlan already. He stole, and Norman is still again. He stole once, and he'll steal again. He schlepped him to Adam, Nebuch saw him. So he has to pay Nebuch, but that's not called the tshuva. That's not called Hashav Ma'alya. So this person is still the gazlan who was Paka B'Yisura, the Tom Tam of the Yisura, and by this person, he's not starting from scratch. He's an experienced gazlan already. This person, a shvu, will not be a deterrent that he should stop stealing. Zokta Mishnah Weifel. Zokta Mishnah Yisaymen Shesomchu Eitzel Balabais. Zokrashi Shesomchu Eitzel Balabais Lassis Alpit. That they came over to Balabos, the Yisaymen. The father died. And they asked him, you should take care of our yonim. He wasn't officially appointed. These Yisraelim found him, appointed him for an apotropos. He's an apotropos. He has the koiches that an apotropos has. Oy shemina lamavin apotropos, chayev la'asel peresein. So if they have peres, then mechuyev to be mafresh meiser. Now, apotropos sheminu avi yisoymen yishova, an apotropos that the father appointed him b'chayev, he should be an apotropos lachamoysoy, is yishova, so he should swear. That means when they become gdolim, al tikkun olam, he has to swear that I was oisik with your money the whole time. I never took a penny for myself. Minu Bezdin, what if Bezdin appointed apotropos? Lo Yishova. Abishalayim achilof advom. Minu Bezdin, Yishova. Minu Oviv, lo Yishova. Zutrash, Yishova k'shigigol ha-yusayim, Yishova lam she'en le-biyodoy. Klum, Mishalam, he never took anything from this. Lo Yishova, time dach plutim afosh, b'gmor, ben laman, ne'tikon oylam, oh, that's what comes in, Mr. Meir, me'tikon oylam, you have to swear. V'reminu, like the Gemara, how can an apotropos be mafresh maisres? It says, by tume maisres, gam atem, v'loi shutvim. A shutif cannot be mafresh on the chelik of the shutif. That means Reuven and Shimon are shutvim, so Shimon cannot take off from Reuven's chelik tume maisres. If Tahis, Atem, Vulo Yarisim, and Horis cannot take off from the Chelik Abaylam, Trumisim Aisres. Atem, Vulo Yapetropim, and Apetropis can't take off. It's not his. Vulo Yatayram, Eshein, Eshaloi. And some of the fremde mensch also can't take off. Let's see Rashi. Vulo Yishutvim, and Yochel Litrem, Achel, Chavei, Eshaloi, Midatoi. Vulo Yarisim, Achel, Keshabal, Abayis. Atem, Vulo Yatayram, Eshein, Eshaloi, Hachseif, Etayim, Edereish, Kleimah. Atem memayet atoyrem sheine shaloi, v'hani kulu sheine shaloi ninu. In all these cases, aine shaloi. Inami zu vein tzorech loima zu ktoni. That means either this is a reason, or zu vein tzorech loima zu ktoni. Oma Rav Chisde, loi kashe. So Rav Chisde said, Leikashe, Kan lahachil, Kan lohaniach. At that, what it says, an apotropis can't be mafresh trumas amaises, that's afka lahachil. That's afka lohaniach, but lahachil he can. Let's see what Rashi says. Lahachil yisoyimim la'alta chayovim la'asa. If we want that tvua grew from the yisoyimim, and we want the yisoyimim to eat from it, so they can be mafresh to misamaisa the ktanim sofaker. He's mafresh for them. Lo niach atfu ba'itza at sheyigdalu. If he wants to put it away, lo malei lesuri. Why should he be mafresh? Lo sheyigdalu yaschumei. When they'll grow up, they'll be mafresh themselves. And just let's say ba'asanya benichuse apetropin termin umaisrin lahachel v'loy lo niach. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, what's Pshat? The Gemara. The Gemara brought a posik Atem V'loy Apetrupen. It's a myth. Only the Bailam can be Mafresh Trumis Amaises. An Apetropis is not a Bailam. So then you tell me, Pshat Gutvot, Pshat Achel, Aniach, but how does that work? So, the Tesis read by Yos, the Ramban brings down the Bon Mahalach, the Bemisin works with Hefke Bez and Hefke. And when there's a Tzoyrech for the Yisayimim, that means the Pasuk is telling us, Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin, only a Bailam can be Mafresh Tumas Amaisas. Here, the Tzoyrech, Aktanim, Tzoyrech HaYisayimim, they were Mafker the Tzvuah. They were Makne, it's an Apotropos, it's his to be Mafresh Tumas Amaisas. That's one Mahalach. Lohaniyah, there's no Tzoyrech, so it's not yours. They never masker it. It's not Hefke Bez and Hefke. That's one Mahalach. The Ramban wants to say a second Mahalach, which we can learn a lot from this Mahalach. The Ramban wants to say that if it's Lahachil, so we say, Zochen Lodom Shalei Befon. So we see from this Ramban two Chidushim. Chidush number one, that is a Din Shriya Lekotten. We don't say Shriya Mitam Shliches. And just like there's a klal ein shliches lekotten, ein schiyah lekotten, now the Ramban holds schiyah lab mitam shliches, and yes schiyah lekotten. That's one chiddush we see from the Ramban. A second chiddush we see from the Ramban, that there's a, the Ktois brings down a Rashba Nedorim, that the whole din of schiyah is zochin le'odom. I can be zoiche that a person should be kainer. But Zochin may Odom, if the schus is that he should lose money, there's no such parsha of Zochin may Odom. Therefore, to be Mafresh Trumis and Maisers, I'm taking away from the Yisayinim. So even though it's a schus, but the whole parsha of Schiyah was only said, Le Odom v'loy may Odom. From the Ramban we see, he doesn't hold the Shtikteir. He says the words are Zochin Le Odom. The Rajba wants to say a third Mahalach over here, that the apotropis is Yad HaYisayimim. That means, this is not of the Pasha of Shriya, but that means if the Yisayimim do not have Das and not B'nai Das, he's the Yad of the Yisayimim. That means, whenever things have to be done, he's empowered to do it. Yad HaYisayimim. That Shriya is Yad HaYisayimim. So then he gets stuck a little bit. If it's Yad HaYisayimim, so what's the difference? Ahachel laniach, that's the problem. So the Rashba once says, "Einach anami min ha'teira kabil laniach." Also, there's no chilek. But the Rabbonim did not want that he should be Laniach. Maybe he will be Chayashim. Maybe he's Mizalzel on the Tumas and Maisus. What's Feltus Leis to do it now? You're doing it now. Maybe somehow you're being Mizalzel on the Tumas and Maisus. So with the Rabbonim, they did not permit him to be Mafresh Laniach. That what it says, Aposik Atam Le Petropim is Asmachta Baalme. That's how the Rashba wants to say Pshat. So we have here these three mahalchim.